Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. How do we understand the Bible, and what is the truth? It's amazing that even those who are so-called Christians in the world are ignorant of the Bible. They don't study it. They're not encouraged to know it. And it's absolutely amazing, as we saw in another report, that even the ministers, the teachers, they don't know the Bible. And within 5 years, 50% of all new pastors quit because of the structure of the church and the lack of understanding of the Bible and the lack of teaching in the seminaries. Now, here's one thing that people really do not understand and don't comprehend, which is, what is God's criminal justice system? Now, we claim to be a Christian nation, and under the guise of being kind-hearted and emotional about crimes, we have changed the criminal justice system in this land and in almost every other land into something that is ungodly and unholy. Now, let's understand this. A nation is not a church. A sovereign nation before God has been given by his authority the death penalty for capital crimes. And we'll see there's a reason for it. And we will also understand this. The church was not given the death penalty. The church is to go into all the world and to be in every nation, as Jesus said. And God does not give conflict of authority. He gave the death penalty to the nations and their governments. And we'll see how he did it with the children of Israel. See, because the children of Israel were a nation, even though it's called the church in the wilderness. And the children of Israel in the nation of Israel were never given access to universal salvation. Most people don't understand that. The covenant that God had with the people after the flood was physical blessings for obedience to the letter of the law of God. And he gave to the leaders of the government the authority to execute the death penalty in capital crimes. Now, when it comes to the church, it does not have that authority. And here's the main principal reason that is true, because God does not conflict with the authority that he has delegated. The church only has the right of expulsion for those who do not abide by the truth and laws of God. It cannot execute the death penalty. So, all of those who have studied the history of the Roman Catholic Church ought to pay attention. The Pope has usurped to himself authority that God never gave to execute what are called heretics, to institute and start wars, to have undercover agents as assassins against kings or queens that they want to get rid of because they're against the Catholic Church. Now, just as a sidebar, question really needs to be asked, why is the Catholic Church against God and against the Scriptures? Nobody has asked that question. Well, here at Church at Home, we're going to ask the unaskable. We're going to think the unthinkable. We are going to question without any fear at all why these things are. Now, the Catholic Church today says, oh, we don't believe in the death penalty. Well, that's only a convenient shift. Now, we're going to see how God gave it. Everything we do at church at home will come from the Scriptures, because we are to be scripturalists. That is, comparing one scripture with another precept with another, line upon line, here a little, there a little, to put together the complete picture. So let's begin in Genesis 9. Let's see where God gave to the sons of Noah, who then developed the 70 nations that came after the flood, the authority of the death penalty for capital crimes. And then we will see how God gave that to the children of Israel, because they were a physical nation. And in a later segment, we'll do one on 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, to show that God never gave that authority to the church. So the church cannot usurp the word of God. It can only abide by it. And also the nations that abide by God's ways and God's truth and God's laws would be blessed. So all you need to do is just look around. A lot of people are wondering, well, why are we in trouble? Because you have rejected God. And because so-called Christian religions of the world, they are actually preaching a Christianity without Christ. And that's why people are fleeing the churches in droves, millions, leaving, because they are not taught the word of God. They don't know how to answer the questions by the word of God. So that's why we have church at home. Now let's come to Genesis 9, and let's see what God said concerning the administration of death, or the death penalty, or God's criminal justice system. Genesis 9 and verse 5, "And surely the blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every animal I will require it, at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whosoever sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed by man, for he made him in the image of God." There is the authority for the death penalty given to the nations. The very first thing that God did right after the flood, because God no longer dwelt in the Garden of Eden, that was destroyed with the flood, and he withdrew to heaven. So he gave that authority to men. Now notice, verse 7, "And you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and increase in it." Now there was the commission by God given, the commands. Now let's see how it came about with the children of Israel. And this would be about 900 years later, somewhere around there. Now, in the book of Exodus, we find the Ten Commandments have been given. And the Ten Commandments, as we have already seen, is based upon loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being, and on your neighbor as yourself. So everything that God has done here is based upon his love, even the execution of a criminal, because we'll have to give a segment or two. What is God going to do with all the people that have never been called? That's a foremost question that a lot of people have. Well, if you want that answered right away, you go to cbcg.org and you search out Holy Day called the Last Great Day, 2009. And that'll give you the great details in it so you can understand it. What has been portrayed to people? in their various Christian churches are lies, myths, fabrications, empty, hollow things that profit no one. And they can't even answer the question, why God gives the death penalty. The answer quickly summarized is this: God will take care of it at a later day, as found in the meaning of the holy day, the last great day. Let's come here to Exodus 20. Let's look at this commandment. Verse 13, you shall not murder. So the question comes and is this: well, are there various degrees of taking of human life? Yes. And let's ask the question this way, concerning war. Why would God have killed so many people? Because he's going to take care of them later. In the meantime, his judgment is upon them. That's why God told the children of Israel specifically, you don't go to war unless I tell you so, and I will fight for you. Now, that's another great lesson to learn, see. Now, in the world, we see there are just and unjust wars. But all of those that have been killed in wars, God's going to take care of later. The innocent and the guilty. The just and the unjust. But God says, you shall not murder. Now, how is this administered? Because he says, the one who takes the life of a man, you, the ones who are the rulers, would take that man's life. So what is God's criminal justice system as found in the Bible, which should be applied to every single nation in the world? All right, let's pick it up here. Exodus 21, because this tells us that these are judgments to answer the question, what is murder? What is manslaughter? What is accidental death? And what do you do about it? Verse 1, and these are the judgments which you shall set before them. Now, because they had slaves in those days, there were laws governing slaves. A lot of people get all upset about slavery. Well, it's still going on today, and the greatest slavery is among those people who run dictatorial governments. And really, the truth is today, the way that the nations are set up and the way that the governments have control in all of their laws, there are really more slaves than at any time in the world, though they are not bought and sold on the auction blocks. You're slaves to the government because you have rejected God. Now let's go on. Verse 12. He that strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. That is first-degree murder. Follows right along with Genesis, the 9th chapter. Shall surely be put to death. And if a man does not lie in wait, but God delivers him into his hand, then I will appoint you a place where he shall flee. God also allowed the families to take vengeance against first-degree murderers if they came into their hands. Then they would flee to a city which was a city for justice, a city for judges. And then they would run an investigation to find out what it was. And if he came after someone that had not murdered one of their own, then they would forfeit their lives as well, because God is just. God is righteous. The Psalms say over and over again, God loves justice. So God gives justice here. Now, verse 14. But if a man comes presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, you shall take him from my altar so that he may die. He's not going to go and grab the horns of the altar and plead for mercy, because God has already given the edict that if you come presumptuously and commit first-degree murder, you shall die. Now, I want you to compare that with our justice system. We have more people in jail, more people life sentences because of various degrees of murder. Now, I submit to you that being in a small cubicle of a cell and given 1 hour out of 24 hours to get out and do a little exercise for the rest of your life is cruel and unusual punishment. Now, as I said, God will take care of the one who is executed later, because God is the author of life, and if he commands death, then God will take care of him at a later time, not now. So that's what God said. Now, here's how to stop a lot of teenage rebellion. First of all, mother and father marry, they need to stay married instead of divorcing at the drop of a hat because of selfishness and lack of love and adultery and lying and cheating and pornography and all of these things by men and women that are remained faithful to each other. They are to upbuild their families. They are to teach their children. And because children are given to parents by God, until they become of age, the parents represent God's authority in their lives. Now today you watch Judge Judy or you watch some of these other TV judge programs, and I saw one where a mother came in and said, my 14-year-old, I can't do anything with her. She says she's going to have sex with any boy that she wants to, and now she's even going to have sex with girls, and I can't handle her. What am I going to do with her? She'd no authority. And by the way, she was a single mother. And that's not to offend any single mothers. But as you know down deep in your heart, being single and a mother and trying to raise teenage children is tough. And most mothers are not successful because they do not have the force of personality that God has given to the father. And when he's not there, you are creating criminals and lawbreakers because you can't control them. In rare cases, with a lot of work and diligence, some mothers do a great job. But they'll tell you, it's tough, it's hard, they have to be vigilant, they have to work at it all the time. So God's ideal was mother and father, train and teach the children. Now God did not want any rebellion of the children, because you see, when children reach into the teenage years, they start thinking more like adults, so they think, well, now I'm grown up. See, like one girl said, I'm 18, I'm an adult now. And her grandmother said, it's just another day in your life. You are not an adult until you know how to think like an adult, to act like an adult. That is true. So God says this, verse 15, he that strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Remember, God will take care of it later. Verse 16. Here's how to solve all kidnapping. Get rid of them. Same way with pedophiles. You do a Google search for your neighborhood and find out where there are people who have been convicted of sex crimes, and you're going to wonder, whoo, are my children safe anywhere? They're everywhere. because we've been taught it's okay to commit adultery, it's okay to be a homosexual, it's okay to be perverted, have sex as young as you can. So we create all of these criminal activities, don't we? And we become mush-headed and maudlin in heart that we don't understand the criminal justice system of God. Let's look at verse 18. If men strive together and one strikes another with a stone or with his fist and he does not die but is confined to his bed. Now, this happens all the time. What do you do? Now, let's see God's justice system to help stem repeated crime. Now, if they did this with gangs, you know, those who kill, execute them. Those who will not keep the law, those who commit other crimes lesser than murder, here's how you do it. God is not into jails and penal systems. God is into taking the life of those who commit capital crimes, and he gave that authority to the nations. And God is into restitution and rehabilitation. Now, once people understand that if you commit a crime, you have to make it good. Notice, verse 19, if he arises again and walks abroad upon his staff, then he who struck him shall be set free. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and cause him to be completely healed. What do we do today? We take the one who perpetrated the crime, we send him off to jail, and the one who is the victim of the crime has to do what? He has to take care of himself. Whether he loses a job, unable to work, or whatever, you see. No, God says, you perpetrate the crime, you go into a system of rehabilitation and restitution. You work and you pay. Now, when you're done paying, you should learn the lesson, never do it again. See, because if they go to jail for 4 or 5 years and then get out, you see, they haven't learned a thing. That's why there's so much recidivism. All right, let's come down here to verse 22. If men strive and strike a pregnant woman so that there is a miscarriage and no harm follows, that is, to the woman, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him. He shall pay as the judges determine. Very important to understand. There was a judicial system, and the perpetrator of the crime was to make restitution. That's God's justice system. We'll look at this again in another segment here. But I want you to understand that in the world, God has given the capital punishment system. But men, thinking they know more than God, give all kinds of excuses. Well, we've got to be lenient. Well, we've got to understand. Well, he was insane. You know, just like the perpetrator of 13 murders back in Cleveland, the man who was a convicted sex offender and got out of prison, lived in a house, seduced 13 women, killed them, ate them, buried them right on his property. No one knew it. Yet the neighborhood stunk. You see, if he would have been executed the first time around, those other 13 women wouldn't have lost their lives. Isn't that true? See, so our justice system is contrary to God's and only breeds more crime. But guess what his plea was when he got to court? I'm innocent because I'm insane. Really? One thing you won't find in the Bible is a plea of insanity. The crime demands capital punishment. And capital punishment should not be lifted because of insanity. Normally, when that happens and they get out later, what do? They repeat. That's why God said, execute them. All right, now as I've said, if you want to know what happens to people in circumstances like this, and the penalty of the death penalty is executed upon them, what's going to happen to them? Go to cbcg.org and download the sermon on the Last Great Day 2009. Now, we have quite a few Last Great Days, which bring out various aspects of the meaning of the Last Great Day. So I hope this helps you understand about God's justice system. We'll do another segment on God's justice system to show how it really works and how the country would be so much better off using God's way than man's way. So this is Fred Calder saying thank you for inviting me into your home. And until next time, so long, everyone.